This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who drew anger for accusing police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. The government says Braverman has left her job as part of a cabinet shuffle on Monday. Sunak was under growing pressure to fire Braverman, a divisive figure popular with the authoritarian wing of the governing Conservative Party. In a highly unusual attack on the police last week, Braverman said London's police force was ignoring lawbreaking by, quote, pro-Palestinian mobs. She described demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as, quote, hate marchers. On Saturday, far-right protesters scuffled with police in London. The U.S. again carries out airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in Syria, retaliating for attacks on U.S. troops. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine. The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counteroffensive that has so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Paris on Sunday to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas after its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and South Korea have updated a bilateral security agreement to more effectively counter North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. Monday's move followed high-level military talks in Seoul, where the allies also discussed enhancing three-way defense exercises with Japan and improve information sharing on North Korean missile launches. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Seoul for annual security talks with South Korean military officials, including Defense Minister Shin Won-sik, which were focused on boosting nuclear deterrence against North Korea. They also talked about how the allies could coordinate over broader geopolitical issues, including Russia's war on Ukraine and China's regional assertiveness, Austin said. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses Monday in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong, and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Rescuers are digging through dirt and parts of a collapsed road tunnel to reach 40 workers trapped by a landslide in northern India. Authorities have confirmed the construction workers are safe and they've been supplied with oxygen and water. The rescuers had an additional 35 yards still to dig as of Monday morning. The collapse occurred Sunday in Uttarakhand state. It is a mountainous region dotted with Hindu temples and attracts many pilgrims and tourists. The construction workers were building part of the Chardham All-Weather Road, a flagship federal government project connecting various Hindu pilgrimage sites. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.